Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome. Hello, how is everybody doing? This is, of course, TGN. Mama's Matriarch, people call me also, and Gia Storm, and we're going to do a Musing in the Madness. Small little show today on something that I was asked to do that I'm going to make some time for. I'm cycling out of some other things. We're cycling out of a feminine dynamic course that we've been in about 7 months. More than likely to be 8 months because we got to, you know, finish two more things. And I'm cycling also out of a decode that I did, or that has two more episodes to go. So as I'm winding down that, I am going to do something else. I'm going to incorporate that time with something else because I was asked to do it, and it's going to take some time. So I wanted to talk about it, talk about what it is, prepare the mindset of the women that are going to take the journey with us on it, and to kind of go ahead and get it started because, you know, like I said, some other things are closing out. And that is going to be a another 6 to 7, maybe 8 month course on strategy. And we are going to cover both sides. We are going to cover the study side, the written side, and we are going to also cover the oral tradition, the oral side. Because what I have learned in all of my time, not only branding myself, coming out of the identity of a black woman and coming into the identity as a black woman, as a resource, not just a personality, I had to learn that what I represent costs money. And that cost and, you know, the commodity that I am is traded and bartered every day. It's bartered in the grocery stores that are set up in certain demographics depending on where you stay. It's bartered in the educational system and how they, you know, set up certain children to continue to be, you know, the workforce mule while they set up other children to be the gods of the planet. It is set up in the furniture stores that they give access to only certain people because they only want certain people's houses to be a very charged talisman for prosperity, and other people's houses to just be the bare minimum. It's set up in the banking system and the services certain banks give to certain people depending on their zip code. It's set up on in the insurance company that depends now a great deal on your credit score. Ladies, the resource of you as a black woman is being bartered and traded every day. And unfortunately, it is not being bartered and traded in our favor. A lot of our resources, unfortunately, are being outsourced to everyone else. And while we may get some compensation, we're not getting the highest compensation. We're not getting what we actually should be getting. We are bartering a lot of our time, which is the greatest resource, in religious affiliations. And I don't care what you call yourself, but the very fact that you spend a lot of time in a certain religious building and you spend your money in that religious building, and that religious building continues to grow in assets, and you do not grow in assets, That's a problem. Again, it's an off compensation. It's an off compensation. It's so much that I didn't know. And it wasn't until I came on to the side of manipulation, until I started to understand the manipulation of me as a resource, women as a resource, what women produce as a resource, until I started to understand how manipulation worked, I was always confused. I was not sure about what I wanted to choose for my own purpose. I had absolutely no blueprint and strategy on how to get there. The blueprint and strategies were also targeted to certain demographics of women, and that demographic of women was targeted to succeed. And even though I thought I was a part of that demographic of women, I quickly found out when I got into those masterminds, when I went into a lot of those groups that were supposed to help you or help me manage myself, manage my life, manage my business, manage who I am as a brand, I saw quickly then the bullshit with women, that certain women, they would tell certain, and certain women, they would not. And while I understand that, that's not how it was portrayed. If you're going to bring in levels and say, at this level, I will tell you this, at this level, I will tell you that, then that's fine. But do not bring everybody into the level and then still play cliquish favorites. Not when we all pay the same amount to get in. And I see this a great deal in the motivational speaking business and the therapy counseling business, that black women are very glamored by all of the marketing that white women put out here about how to fix your life, get a man, get a husband, be a better mother, control yourself, your emotions, become a better person. And also for those of you that are going to go into business, you know, you can make X amount of money in certain amount of days. Like, black women are really, really glamored by all of the machine, because that's what it is, all of the marketing, the lights, camera action that is out here, and a lot of white women have out here. And when you get in it and you pay all of your money and your time, you also see that there's another game being played, that you were not really the one that they targeted. They wanted your money, but they really were not interested in you succeeding. No, they wanted certain other people, and they wanted those people to also be a part of their brand so that they can also get an affiliate link or an affiliate connection with you. It was never about you as that black woman winning. It was never. And I've seen this the whole time that I've been in this. And some of you all know me, you know, from my YouTube days. So we going back years and years, almost 10. So, and that was just me publicly. So I've seen this shit. And you all have seen it too. And some of us have been beguiled by it. I was too. I remember paying $10,000 for this advanced mastermind. And when we get in there, I'm seeing all the clicky shit, and I'm also seeing that what she was doing was really feeding off of the people that paid her, that their gifts, you know, their talents, she really wanted to use to propel her. So it was really a damn bait and switch. She brought you in there, and she told you certain things that she did, which, you know, I'm not saying we're not profitable or correct, but that's how they get you. They tell you just so much, and it's definitely not anything they tell people that are are paying lesser amount of money. They're right. When they structure this hierarchy for whatever they have structured it in the branding and support and motivational business, they are doing that. They are telling certain people at this level that and this level that. So, again, I'm not against that. That, you know, sometimes people got to gradually grow up, so that's fine. But, again, when you do pay it, and you find out that they, again, give you some information that they would not give at lower levels, but it's still not going to get you what she got. It's still not going to get you what was promised, because what was promised is only connected to you working with them. It's only connected to them bringing you into the inner sanctum, into the clique that they got, into the rituals and all this other shit that's behind the scenes, the sororities and the societies that are behind the scenes. Then, you know, you can get some real more information. But other than that, they're going to give you enough to make some money so you can get the illusion like you really got it, but they're going to feed on you even more. And that's exactly what she did. Well, this is what I did, and it looks like you're gifted here, so I can use you here, and, you know, we can work together. See? It was never about you becoming the most. And, again, I love the law of association, so that's not it's not a bad thing. But, again, as a black woman, they were never, ever going to bring you in. They play that game with those other white women, and other white women don't like it either, trust and believe. But you thinking that you were going to really be in because you paid that high end is not true. They're terrified of you. They're terrified of you. They're not going to tell you because your charisma, your dynamic will bust the whole damn thing out. You can be another quote-unquote Oprah and nurture people's gifts. Like, ladies, the story that black women have of raising other people's children and nurturing other people's children, ladies, it's been used against us, but I'm going to go more into this in the course too, but you need to understand how powerful that is and not run away from that nurturing side, not run away from that cultivating side. Now, again, in the Hill, we don't like it when Viola Davis is talking about you is smart, you is important. I don't like that shit either. But let's tell the truth. If it was not for the generation of black women evoking and speaking divinity into that next generation, America would not have went up higher and higher and higher and higher. It is black women that cultivated that next generation of boys and girls. So, and to this day, it's still us. Make no mistake, they are listening to black pastors. Make no mistake, they are coming to Black Mambo. They're coming to us, ladies. Make no mistake. You saw it in American Horror Story this last season 8, where that woman had a problem with her husband, and she came and got that sister to come fix the problem. Ladies, they have never stopped coming to you. They have never stopped coming to you. And the sad thing is that we go to them to get validated instead of finding that validation within ourselves or getting some type of teacher or coach that is another black woman. We hate doing that. We will go to a black man and we will go to a white woman or a white man. And I'm telling you, they are not going to help you, ladies. They are terrified of you because you can take over their brand. You can take it over. So when people are marketing to us, and I've had so many conversations with them, and they would tell me, well, it's no different. You know, you know, people are no different. You still, you know, you still talk to them, market to them, strategize with them. The same, even in insurance, what I currently do now, they used to tell us, well, when you know, go to do negotiations or if there's a problem with an audit or something, you know, this is how you handle it. And I would have to tell them, No, they're talking to a black woman. They're already going to be upset that I'm the one in charge. They're already going to be upset that I'm the one telling them I'm getting ready to charge them and fine them $300,000 if they do not fix this problem. They're already mad at me. So, no, they're going to buck up against me. It's not the same as if my counterpart goes in there. It's not the same. And it is not the same either when you have a brand or a product, even if the brand and product is you and you're trying to sell it at an interview or you're trying to sell it for a promotion at job. It's not the same. You are not the same, period. So when you put your time, energy, money, and resources into a lot of this glamour out here that a lot of you all do, and you find out that you get mixed results or no results, it is because you were lied to. You were manipulated. You cannot play the game of life in strategy the way they play it and win because you yourself are different. What I call us the first cause. And they're terrified of you. They're terrified of you. They're not going to help you. They're not going to tell you what they tell everybody else. And they're not going to give you the same insight and wisdom. Because let's say everybody takes a online course. And the online course will tell you one thing. And then they will say, well, I'll give you, you know, a one-on-one. Or if you need additional help, let's get additional mentorship or additional, you know, counseling or therapy or whatever, because you need more one-on-one help. Ladies, trust and believe. The wisdom, the insight on the online program or on the book that you read, the interpretation of it, what they give on one-on-one is going to be different for you than it is for somebody else. Ladies, never forget this. Reading a book is not enough. You need the oral tradition. Reading a website is not enough. Taking a Udemy class is not enough. You need to talk to that person because they'll give you insight. Insight doesn't come from the written word. The author's insight, what inspired the author, what inspired the teacher, what inspired the therapist to even make the program, write the book, make the YouTube video, make the URL, that's what you need to know. Ladies, that's a different conversation. You didn't get it all in the book. You didn't get it all in the program, sweetie. You didn't get it all on your interpretation of what they were inspired to do. No, you need to talk to them. You need to talk to them. Black women are very disrespectful of the oral tradition, very disrespectful of it. This is why we will not, I don't understand it. This is why we will not go but so far. Because all of us have heard this. It's not what you know, it's who you know. We've all heard it, but I guess we don't believe that that pertains to us. You can get the degree, but if somebody knows somebody else, same school, same degree, that person's going to get in and you're not. That person will get the job and you won't. No. Oral tradition matters. How you talk to people, who you are connected with, your associations, they matter, ladies, they matter. So, again, this is why running to them only profits a little because the game has never been set up for black women to win. Not the average black woman. It has never been set up for you to win, never, and it never will be, never will be. You got to learn to study them, to take their strategies, use them, and turn them on its axis against them. That's what you must learn. Their strategies are solid, but the interpretation, the musing, the maneuvering of that strategy has to be unique to you. It has to be unique to a black woman. And a black man cannot teach you that. A white man cannot teach you that, and a white woman cannot teach you that either. They are allies in your arsenal, in your level up, in your come up, in your manifestations. But they are not your teachers. They are your guides in certain areas, yes, but they are not your master teachers. You need another black woman. You need someone that has done it or someone that is doing it. And you need to humble yourself and listen to them. A lot of black women don't teach, ladies. They don't tell you. They never will. When you find one that is willing to do it, you better listen. You better listen. Our insights are not dark enough. Our insights are not manipulative enough. Our insights are not cunning enough. And not only that, we won't seal it with ritual. Ladies, women, black women, and white women, it doesn't matter, Asian doesn't matter, if they are in control of their lives, of their children, of their money, of their vacations, of their trust funds, of their jobs, careers, it doesn't matter, because this class is for all of it, it doesn't matter. Ladies, they seal all of their strategy with ritual, all of it, all of it. They honor their festivals. They honor their seasons. They honor traditions. Ladies, they're witches. They're witches. So if you're triggered about that word, you're going to stay hitting and missing, and you're going to stay losing, because that is the last seal, ladies. Their fashion shows are their rituals, ladies. No, that's the last seal. If you don't understand why a fashion show is a ritual, we got a whole lot to cover in this damn course. No, ladies, they know exactly what they're deifying. They know exactly. They know exactly why they do it at a certain time. They know, ladies, again, it's ritual, and that must seal. And what I've noticed also is that we want ritual, but we don't want teaching. We don't want guidance. We don't want discipline. We don't want strategy. We just want to do the ritual. It doesn't work that way. Not when you are building yourself. Not when you're, no. Not when you're building your legacy. It doesn't work that way, ladies. The grown women are up over here. No, it doesn't work that way. You're going to have to become someone else. The personality that you're showing, the hurt little girl, the one with the bad feelings, the black woman that is upset because everybody says she can't get married and her hair is not straight and she got these stretch marks because she didn't have babies and she's a single mother and a nicer, higher quality of men are not going to want us because I don't have the aesthetic. Ladies, all that shit got to be silenced. All of it has to be silenced. Because, again, you got to take that shit. Because, ladies, all those are strategies against you. All those are strategies other women, not men, other women have put out against you. If you're thinking that shit is coming from men, again, you need the class. That's not what patriarchy is. That shit is coming from women. And it's their strategy against you. You have believed it. It has become something that you identify with. You complain about all the goddamn time. I was talking to a sister last night, and saying, I don't even understand why women, black women, even want to fight for abortion. Like, why in the fuck are you fucking these niggas anyway? Like, the situations we're in, I don't even know how you're oops getting pregnant. I don't even understand it. No, especially if the love making and the sex wasn't good. See, this is what I don't understand. You're already not coming like you're supposed to. You're already not having a higher, intense sexual experience. And then you're going to get pregnant and then not want the child and then fuss because you don't have abortion avenues. Come on. You shouldn't have been fucking him unprotected anyway. So I don't even know why abortion is an issue for black women. By this point, you should have shut down shop anyway. That doesn't even make any sense to me. Not when you cannot control if your child gets shot on the street. See, this is, again, we're not building legacies, because a woman that's building legacies doesn't have an oops baby. That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. And I can say that for myself. My oops. I wasn't a queen. I wasn't an empress. I wasn't a kandake. I wasn't a priestess. No, I was doing low-class bum bitch shit and then wanted to complain about being in the victim position later. No. No. I don't want to hear it. If you can get your nails and hair and every damn thing else done, your ass can pay for some contraceptive. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. No. We need to have a different conversation. A conversation built on strategy. Built on studying the forces against us and using those same strategies, because they got them from us any damn way, using them same strategies against them, against whatever the enemy is, whatever your enemy is. It doesn't even have to be a physical one. It can be a spiritual one. It can be a mindset of poverty. There's a studying the strategies of the masters of this shit, studying them and turning that strategy into something you can effectively use. And that's what we are getting ready to cover in the next 6 months. So we are going to have study, and we are going to have the oral tradition. I'm going to put the darker slant on it for the black woman. And we're going to do ritual. We're going to connect with some of these higher minds that are no longer here. And we're going to ask for the wisdom of the ascended one. We're going to ask for the wisdom of a consciousness that has done this and has done it well and has went on. We're going to seal what we learn in study, what I teach in oral tradition, with ritual. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to go 6 months or until it's done. We got a lot to cover, and I'm ready for it. And it is going to truly be a labor of love gift, because where y'all need to go, ladies, y'all are going to have to put on a different level of darkness. Some of you all are ready for it. Y'all have coming out of a lot of my teachings of the different archetypes and powers we got. So y'all ready to shift and damn shake this shit. Some of y'all are ready. Some of y'all are not. And for you all that are not ready, I still want to invite you to come on and grow up, because it's better to be ready so you don't have to always get ready. It's better, ladies. Eventually, you're going to have to start being serious about what you are wanting to manifest. You're going to have to get past the glamour of these white women out here and these white men that are telling you what you want to hear, but will never tell you what you need to hear, what you need to do. They will never invite you into their holy of holies. They'll take your money, though. No. You're going to have to become darker. And next year is, ladies, it's a three. It is the summation of the past, present, and future. We're still in a judgment season. Next year is the stamp of it. You may as well stamp your life strategic. No longer deciding if you want something. Choose. Make a decision. Choose that this is what I want and I will have it by all means necessary, period. There's no no for me. There's a, okay, I need to go another way, but that no to me doesn't mean the same thing that no meant to you. No, that no means to me I got to get creative and I got to open another door. I got to come another way. I may have to sneak in through the back. We're getting ready to go into some masterminds, ladies. If you come in the course, open and humble and ready to challenge some of your strategic methods, and in some cases getting your hands a little dirty, then what you're going to learn in this next 6 months will change your entire life and the life of whoever else you decide to help. But if you come in, you know, not really wanting to push your own boundaries, then the class is not going to